Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria 23, Johannesburg 22, Tzaneen 25.
Not going to believe it, but we've got a couple of issues on the roads. There's been a crash on the N1 north after the ramp from Rigel Avenue. And we've also got queuing traffic at Spruitview on the N3 south.
Ons begin in Bloemfontein waar die gedenkdiens vir Olorato Mongale tans in die stadsaal onderweg is. Die liggaam van die 30-jarige Mongale is verlede Sondag in Lombardie Wes in Johannesburg gevind etlike ure na sy ou man ontmoet het vir 'n afspraak. Adjunkminister van Polisie Polly Boshelo het vroeër die roubeklaars toegespreek.
I wish I was standing here as a friend. The ones that came here to talk about the good times that they had with Olorato. Fortunately, I am the one who saw her in the state that she was. I don't know what we have done to our men, but the way she was just displayed anger.
Die Inkatha Vryheidsparty sê hulle is geskok na een van hulle LP's gestrand in 'n beweerde sluipmoordaanval dood is. Ketamabala Petros Sitole is gestrand in Katlehong aan Gauteng se Oosrand doodgeskiet. Lebohang Ndashe doen verslag.
The IFP has condemned the killing, calling it a heinous crime and suggesting it was a targeted hit. Sitole, aged 68, was remembered as a dedicated public servant, with his party describing him as a hard-working servant leader of the people and the country, adding that they have lost a trusted patriot and a diligent leader. Sitole joined the IFP as a young man and climbed the ranks, serving as Gauteng provincial chairperson, a councillor in Ekurhuleni, and briefly as a member of Gauteng provincial legislature between 2009 and 2010. He was later deployed to the National Assembly in 2010, where he served until his death with what the party called an unwavering diligence. The party says that it expects law enforcement to act swiftly and decisively as details around the fatal shooting of Sitole remain unclear. Lebohang Ndashe, Jacaranda FM News.
Die minister van Handel, Nywerheid en Mededinging, Parks Tau, het 'n tydelike 12-maande lisensieooreenkoms met Ituba Holdings bereik om ontwrigtings aan die nasionale lotery te voorkom. Die aanstelling wat vandag van krag kom, kom ten spyte van 'n hofuitspraak wat die stap as ongrondwetlik verklaar het. Tau gaan teen die besluit appeleer, aangesien dit volgens hom in openbare belang is. En in rugby nuus, twee Suid-Afrikaanse spanne is deur na die Verenigde Rugby Kampioenskap se halfeindrondes. Die Bulls het Edinburgh gistermiddag met 42-33 geklop in die kwartfinale op Loftus in Pretoria. Dit is net die Sharks vir Munster geklop in 'n spannende kragmeting. Na die amptelike speeltyd was die twee spanne gelyk op met 24 punte elk en ekstra 20 minute speeltyd is aangekondig waarna die telling steeds gelyk op was. Die Sharks het uiteindelik 'n senitergende stelskop kompetisie met 6 koppe teenoor Munster se 4 gewen. Ek's Martine van der Walt Eilers. Our top story at this hour, friends and family are remembering Olorato Mongale, who is being laid to rest in Bloemfontein today.
Rest in peace, sister. A horrible story. Hey, listen, you know that there's this whole, I don't know where it came from, but this debate, die mense praat, breastfeeding in public. What's the problem? Right?
Exactly.
A lot of people are like, well, well, okay, fine. But there's a wonderful sporting story in the Swiss Alps in Chamonix. A woman named Stephanie Case swaying the sway of a new mother. Pepper, her baby, concealed and cocooned in a sling. There's only one difference. This is a marathon. The Snowdonia Ultra Trail.
Wow.
She brought the baby along. She took a break at the halfway stage. She breastfed the baby, carried on with the race, and won.
That is amazing.
That is incredible. All righty, folks. More news at midday. Where's the hits?
Jacaranda FM weekends. Be like. I want to be-